listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome live to the MCHS Arena. I'm Dan Bailey. Ivan Rawls will join us a little bit later coming up here tonight. It's a doubleheader this evening as the Indians are up first against the Harrison County Thoroughbreds, and later on the Lady Indians will play the Franklin County Lady Flyers. And this Montgomery County team, boy, the boys just continue to struggle to get everybody in the game at the same time. I haven't kept the records of what this team is like when they have all their players on the floor. But tonight, again, Brecken Decker, a broken nose, but the broken nose is not keeping him out of the lineup tonight. He's under a concussion protocol that could keep him out maybe through the rest of this week. Of course, the Indians have a big game with Bourbon County coming up on Friday night, but we'll see. We'll see if he's able to clear protocol and get back in the game Friday and Saturday. The Indians are going to play Campbell County here on Saturday. And then next week, the boys do not have a game. Coach Jason Mays told us he tried it once before. He doesn't have a game the last week of the season. He has an opportunity to just work with his team in practice, getting ready for the second season, the postseason. And we'll see how that goes. Right now, Harrison County, the Breds under Terrence Brooks, they are 11-13, but they've won 9 of their last 13. And this team is very, very good when they have Caden Custer in the lineup. And he missed a number of games because of an injury, but he's been back, and he's averaging 23 points a game. He's a very talented player and certainly makes a big difference for them, and they're playing really well right now with him. And I guarantee you they're trying to see if they can't get in lined up to make a regional run this year. And we'll find out. We'll be back here. Our pregame show continues. Again, it's a doubleheader tonight. Boys against Harrison County, girls against Franklin County. You got plenty of time to come on out and be in the arena. We'll return here in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefit cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Hey, we're back now. This early start always makes things a little different, but we're glad to be here and looking forward to this contest. Again, Montgomery County, when they come into a game without Bracken Decker, and the thing that Bracken Decker brings to this team is senior leadership. He is a player who has the ability to handle the ball if needed. He takes the ball to the basket well. He shoots the three well. He defends about as well as anybody on the team. And so they really miss Bracken Decker, but he has been... It's been an injury-plagued season for him, so the Tribe they've had to play with him without him a number of times. But this is also a team that is really kind of short on the bench. There are a bunch of these guys that they are junior varsity players, and that's where they belong at this point in time. Primarily, they're not quite ready for this level. But I will say that Matt Willoughby, the senior, he's played well off the bench when he's coming in there. Dane Clutie has continued to be, a better and better player and get more accomplished and rebounding well. And, again, Isaiah Rowlett, only a freshman, he is a player who shoots the three ball really well. He's learning to rebound. He's about 6'3". And he's going to be a really outstanding player, I think, but he's just now learning some of the other elements of the game, so to speak. And, it's not easy as a freshman to be thrown into this level of play and to try to handle all that. And, Ivan Rawls, good evening.
Good evening, Dan. And I heard you talking about Isaiah Rowlett. Some of that's physical strength. You even see it out of Tyce Jarvis a little bit, even though he is a little bit more physically strong. They both have those wiry builds, but with Isaiah Rowlett, it's just understanding, he's probably never been relied upon heavily for his rebounding in the past, and now you're at the varsity level and you're taking a big leap. You're talking about a kid that's 15, maybe 16 years old. Now he's going up against 18 year olds and maybe in some cases 19 year olds with the way COVID went. That's a whole different dynamic. We're going to see a kid tonight in Harrison County in Caden Custard. He's a guy that is physically strong. I mean, he's a senior that plays football, and there is a huge difference when you look at a Caden Custard against a lot of kids at this high school level. He doesn't look physically strong, but when you get out there against him, it's a whole different ball game, and that's going to be the challenge for the Indians here tonight.
Yeah, Custard is a he's a guy who is not a great three-point shooter, but he's not a bad three-point shooter. He's just under 35%. That's pretty solid. He does not shoot the three ball a lot, nearly as much as Mason Smiley, although he's been in a number of games less than Smiley because of that injury. But, when Custer's been in the lineup, this has been a tough team to beat.
He is the ultimate playmaker, is what Caden Custard is. And, I can appreciate a guy, you talk about his numbers from beyond the arc, that he's the type of guy, if he needs to make a three, he'll probably make you a three. Yeah. You talk about guys like Magic Johnson, Chris Paul at the NBA level, guys like that, they weren't known to be great shooters. But when they needed to have that shot be made, Yeah, that's the guy that you wanted the ball in the hands of in those late game situations. And that's Caden Custard, and that's why the difference in this team is. And I know I talked to Coach Terrence Brooks about a month ago or so about his team, and, you know, they just look totally different. He was able to build some of these other kids up during that time of the absence of Custard with the injury. But then now he's back, and you're talking about an all-region player in Caden Custard, and has been the last couple of years.
Well, I'm still anxious to see what this Montgomery County team looks like a year from now. I don't want to jump ahead. We got a lot of basketball left.
Yeah.
But, boy, you put a year. If these players work hard in the weight room, work hard in developing their physical strengths, and, I mean, this team could – we could see a totally different team a year from now. But right now, let's go across the way for our pregame activities. Brandon Elliott just going through the pregame. The crowd on its feet now for the playing of our national anthem in the ROTC unit from Junior ROTC from Montgomery County is on hand tonight. They're just making their way out to the playing floor. And as soon as they are in place, we'll get our national anthem. The band is on hand for this doubleheader tonight. And for this early, we've got a decent crowd that has already come in. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Pep Band with the national anthem, and now crowd just waiting and pausing as the color guard leaves the playing floor before we get the introduction of our starting lineups. I believe the cheerleaders are going to be honored tonight. The Montgomery County cheerleading squad just back from Florida, where they did extremely well. Finished, as I understand, they finished 20th overall. They made the semifinals in the championship competition. There were 50 schools from across the nation, and they ended up 20th out of the 50. But really, that made them 20th out of, who knows, I don't know, a few hundred maybe. There are a lot of squads that go there every year. So congratulations to them. And there are 9 seniors, I think, on this, 9 senior cheerleaders for Montgomery County.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the arena on the campus of Montgomery County High School for tonight's KHSAA boys basketball action. This contest will feature the visiting Thoroughbreds from Harrison County and your Montgomery County Indians. Let's meet your starting lineups first for the Thoroughbreds. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 1, Caden Custer. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 3, Mason Smiley. At guard, a 5'11 junior, number 5, Jayshon Lewis. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 13, Elijah Harris. And at forward, a 6-foot senior, number 25, Braxton Grubb. Harrison County is coached by head coach Terrence Brooks. And now the the starting lineup for your Montgomery County Indians. At forward, a 6'5 freshman, number one, Ty Starvis. At forward, a 6'6 sophomore, number three, Lou Foss. At guard, a 5'10 senior, number four, Ethan Hunt. At guard, a 6'6 sophomore, number 14, Dawson Gentry. And at guard, a 6'1 junior, number 20, Dane Cloutie. Your Indians are coached by head coach Jason Mays.
So Dane Cloutie getting the start tonight. I mean, you know, I like that move because the one thing that we haven't seen Cloutie do is shoot the ball well, and yeah. We know he can, and who knows, maybe being in the starting lineup will give him an opportunity. Maybe he gets an early look, connects, and we'll see a nice addition to this Montgomery County team. I think he's been rebounding well, plays solid defense, handles it pretty well. Small lineup for Harrison County. Indians get the tip, done. Down to Jarvis, who goes under, lays it up, and he missed the driving layup. And the rebound is taken down by Jayshon Lewis. Wow. Missed opportunity right off the bat for the Indians by the freshman. And here's Harrison County on offense. Harris drives in, goes up, missed his shot close to the basket, battles for his own rebound and gets it back, then goes off to Custard, who puts up his shot no good. Fawns with the rebound. Custard with a little close-in jumper that went off the back of the iron. And now we get a foul that goes against Harrison County.
I think it was on Harris, I believe, they called that on.
And he is just inbound the ball, and backward here's Dunn. Crosses the timeline, but going to be defended by Smiley. Jarvis at a high post, Cloutie broke through, didn't go to him. Now they go down to Fawns, and they threw it away.
Well, you can't have those type of careless turnovers. I know Coach Jason Mays already upset with that. You miss an opening layup, and then you just have an unforced throwaway there.
Indy is showing some early pressure, but it's in the hands of Custard, and he will walk it down across the timeline. Working against Ethan Dunn. Dribbles off to the left side. Keeps the dribble under a 5-second count, but count never got broken in my way of thinking, but they never called it. Here now a double team and the bounce off. And it's back in the hands of Custard now. He drives in on the right side, angles in, flips it up. No good. Bell didn't get the call. Rebound Fawns. Quickly down. Right corner Jarvis and
stepped out of bounds.
He stepped out of bounds.
Took that long step back, step there as he was going to try to make the drive down the baseline.
Minute and a half. Two teams are collectively 0-4. Indians have committed two turnovers, and we don't have any points on the board after a minute 21. Here's the inbounds pass coming from Harris. Gets it in Custard's hands. Custard coming down on Dunn, takes it right down the lane, shoots over Fawns, no good. And the rebound, Fawns had it, and it was knocked out of bounds, but the Indians will play it.
Right, and we've seen some uncharacteristic misses early in this ball game. You know, we talked about the one by Tyce Jarvis, and then a couple by Caden Custard here early.
Yeah, Custard is 0-for-3 already in this game. Here is Cloutie, and he threw it away. A lazy pass and going down and laying it up and in, and finally we had points on the board as Harrison County takes a 2-0 lead on the basket by Harris. Steal and a layup, and Coach Jason Mays is going to take a timeout. Trying to wake his team up, I think. 6:08 to play here in the opening quarter. Harrison County with a 2-0 lead, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Indians have the ball as we come back to play. And Coach Jason Mays is, as I've just said, this team doesn't have any energy right now. They got to get an injection. Here is Jarvis, who's right of the key and kills the dribble, gives back out to Dunn. Harrison County. Man-to-man defensive. The Indians have some advantages, you would think, but defense is tight. Here is Gentry. Goes down the lane, flips it up, and it doesn't go. Rebounded by Clutie. Out to Gentry. His shot good off the left baseline.
That's the extra effort by Clutie that he's brought to this team the last few games.
2-2, and driving down, Custard moved in on the left side and scored. And it's 4-2, Harrison County. So right back at you. Brent's like, hey, with this team on the floor, they want transition points.
Yeah.
They want turnover points. Here's Clutie driving through the lane, off to Gentry. Gentry goes into Fawns. Fawns posting up in there. Turns, goes left corner. Done. A three out of there. Good.
There you go. There's your answer. We've been talking about it ad nauseum the last few games. Get that ball down inside to Fawns.
Down inside. The shot is put up. No good. Rebound by Jarvis. Off that miss by Harris. Coming down. Jarvis all the way in. Puts it up. No good off the glass. Left it short. And the rebound is claimed by Braxton Grubbs. So 5-4 Indians. We're a little over 3 minutes in. Clutie playing tough defense out front. And now we get an offensive foul. And that Clutie earned that one. The foul is on Smiley. His first team foul number two. Smiley's going to come out of the game. Be replaced in there by DeMond LaRue, a 6-foot senior, checking in.
Montgomery County's making Harrison County a little bit uncomfortable the way they're getting up on him and guarding him.
Here is Jarvis out beyond the top of the key. Goes down inside, goes for the bucket, flips it up, and he missed another one. Three shots he's missed close. Custard with the rebound coming down, and he's cut off, but keeps the dribble, goes inside. Ball fake, blocked from behind by Jarvis. We get a whistle, and a foul is going to go against Jarvis. Dice with his first foul. That's going to send two free throws to Caden Custard. And you know, Custard's going to make enough points on it. You don't need to give him opportunities like this. And the free throw rattles around and stays in. He's got his third point. We're tied at five apiece.
Yeah, this is an unusual early start a lot of times for these guys. Just kind of getting their bearings here early.
That free throw is missed, and Fawns comes away with a rebound, so we are tied at five apiece. There is Fawns for a three outside, left it short, gets his own rebound, goes back up for a three, good. If at first you do not succeed, try again. Indians up 8-5. Over on the left side is Lewis, Deshaun Lewis, little guy, gives to Custard. Custard on Dunn, driving in. Little follow-away jump shot's good from about 12 feet.
That's a tough shot, too. Dunn was there in front of him, but he got that quick step on him.
Here's Dunn. Now he goes down the lane and flips it up, and it rolls off. Ended up with a tough shot, and Jarvis goes in and cleans it up. Got the rebound, put it in.
Good cleanup by Jarvis. I thought Dunn got hit on that basket, too.
10-7. Custard, free throw line jump shot, no good. Rebound, Jarvis tracks it down on the baseline. Jarvis bringing it down. Gets it across the timeline against LaRue. Hands it off to Gentry. Here's Dunn for the Tribe with 3:20 to play here in this opening quarter. Both teams man-to-man all over the floor. Here is the ball right side. Clutie steps into a three. That's no good. And the rebound to Jashawn Lewis. Clutie had a good look. Here's Custard spinning, goes up, and he flips it up, and it doesn't go. And the rebound, Fawns has another one. Indians down in a hurry. Here is Dunn driving in, sends it back to Fawns, steps into a three, good.
Get a free look like that. Fawns has hurt him a couple of times early.
Indians up 13-7. 2:40 left to play here in the opening quarter. Custard coming. Gives it off over there, and I thought there was a travel by Harris. He goes for the basket, puts it up and in. I thought he walked when he first got that
ball.
Yeah,
he did. He drug that foot to start out with.
13-9. Here's Dunn. Starts in on the drive. Now turned away. He'll dribble back out front. Gets a high screen as he works in there against LaRue. Clutie out to Gentry for a three. No good. Rebound. The ball is tipped out. Jarvis has picked up his second foul.
No. And this is something, Dan, that we'll continue to gauge and watch. You know, Montgomery County's had a size advantage down inside with Fawns, and probably could even take Jarvis down, but they've settled for jump shots. You know, You know, you want to compromise a team that's small like his. You know, put them in foul trouble. They obviously have the deeper bench here tonight, you know. And, you know, these players are probably not thinking about that, but that's something that they need to be reminded of.
Garrett Wilson, a 6'1 senior in right now for the Thoroughbreds down inside. Wilson gets it, and Willoughby is in there. Wilson with a nice move inside. Little reverse layup down on the baseline. A little bit taller than Matt Willoughby, able to get it up and in. It's 13-11. The Indians under two to play now. Here's Fawns at a high post. Thought Custard fouled him. They didn't let him have that one. Here is Dunn. Ball fake down the baseline. Moves in. Sends it back outside. Gentry able to save it. That was almost a throwaway. Indians will have to get back into their offense now. Dunn comes out to take it. Willoughby over on that left side. They float it to Fawns at a high post. Custard behind him. Fawns wants to make a move. Hands it off to Clutie. Clutie dribbles left to the top of the key. Now to Dunn. Dunn will fire a three up, and it's no good. Rebound taken by Clutie, so the Indians still have it. Gentry over on that left side. Dribbles back out front. Now he goes for the basket. Goes inside, flips it up and in with the left hand.
A creative shot there, but Dawson, but I love the drive.
End of the game for Harrison County is Dustin Craycraft, a 6'6 senior now. Into the game, and there is Clutie. Almost had a steal, lost it out of bounds. Harrison County will play it, and now DeMond LaRue coming out is back into the game as Smiley.
Love the effort by Dane Clutie here in this first period.
Fawns down the inside, trying to contend with Craycraft. Down inside, Custard goes to the baseline and hits a little fall away, and he's got 7, 15-13. Down to Clutie in the left corner. Willoughby out to Fawns beyond the top of the key. Gets a screen from Willoughby. Fired three. He got hit with no call right there. I don't know why you don't call that. Indians get the ball back, but wow. Clutie with another nice save done. Gentry for a three. It's no good. Willoughby going for the rebound. Couldn't get it. Craycraft coming down. Here is Custard. Stops at the three-point line. Buries it. He's got 10 points here in the first quarter, and it is 16-15. Harrison back into the lead. 6 seconds to go. Indians have the possession arrow. Here's Fawns. Got to fire up a three. Good. His third three of the opening quarter, and the Indians move back on top. 18-16 after the opening quarter of play. And we'll be back here. First game of the doubleheader now. If you're sitting at home, come on out to enjoy high school basketball here in the arena. We'll be back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Out rebounded the Breds 12-5 there in the first quarter, but turnovers. Harrison just won. The Indians have had three, but the Breds are they put up only 1 3. They made it. The Indians have made 4 of 10 threes, but they're only 2 of 8 inside, and they're just not they're not used to taking the ball in there, Ivan.
And they'd rather take the path the least resistance a lot of times. I mean, we got some good shooters on his team, but you've got a mismatch that you just haven't taken advantage of.
Custer driving right against Fawns, takes him down to the basket. I thought he walked under there again. Oh boy, the rebound, or he sends it back outside, and finally they throw it away.
I don't know if the official thought he got hit or what, but he didn't make either call, and it had to be something down on that baseline.
Opening minute of the second quarter, the Indians with an 18-16 lead on the Harrison County Breds. Dunn outside, goes behind a screen. Goes in, goes up from about 15. Not a real good shot. He had a hand in his face. Missed his shot, rebound out of bounds. Fawns looked like he knocked it off of the Harrison County player, but goes to the Breds.
Yeah.
Ethan Dunn, he let himself get caught in no man's land there and kind of had felt like he had to put up that shot, but had a hand right in his face. Breds look to tire, get the lead back. Custard, right side. Starts in on the drive, goes in the lane. A little short jumper is good. That's easy pickings. He's got a dozen, and we are tied at 18 apiece. Dunn down the lane, sends it to Clutie. Top of the key, Gentry. Gentry working on the dribble. Goes right, goes down the right side, cut off. Now gives to Fawns. And again, we're seeing a lot of hands-on defense. Fawns gets called for traveling now. That's the Indians' fourth turnover, but the Breds are doing what everybody does to the Indians.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as physical as what we saw the other night, but it's still, they're touching you. They're going to put a hand on you, and that's a little playground basketball right there. They're just going to keep touching you.
We'll see if the Indians put a hand on Custard. And
caught a foul on Gentry.
Gentry gets his first, team foul number three. First foul of this second quarter. Here we go. In backcourt, it comes to Custer. We're tied at 18. We were tied at 5. Now 18. Here is a double team on Custer out front. Custer dribbling right, still dribbling. Sends it down the right side, and he threw it away. It is with that was a good double team right there. I mean, Custer worked away from it, but, boy, he was out of gas when he got there, I think.
Yeah.
And out of control a little bit.
The length of Fawns and Gentry right there caused problems for him.
Here's Dunn. Going to work it down for the Tribe. 6:28 to go in this second quarter. Dunn being guarded out there by Smiley. Here is Fawns over on the right side looking for help. Rallick comes and gets it. Now Gentry right wing. Hand right in his face. Gentry looking. Gives to Fawns, who steps out beyond the three-point line. Fawns trying to make a move on Custard, and he got fouled, but no call. Knocked down. Two players on the floor for the Indians, and Harrison County down, and they'll get a foul and one. And one on a foul on Rowlett. And at the free throw line is Elijah Harris, who is their second leading scorer, Ivan, and he's going for point number seven. And Custard and Harris, as of this point, have 18 of the 20 points.
Yeah, and most all these shots, except for one, have been right at near the basket.
Free throw is missed. Fawns with the rebound. 20-18, the lead. Done. Hands off to Gentry. He hesitated, fires a three that's no good. Rebound by Grubb. Gentry's just not shooting with confidence. He'll make one, then he might make a bunch. There's a shot put up on the other end. No good by Wilson. Rebounded by Gentry. Dawson brings it down. Hands back. Dunn down the lane. A little floater from 12 feet is no good. And the rebound is tipped out, and it goes to Custard. Indians are struggling getting the ball in the basket right now. Custard outside. He missed the shot. Gentry has the rebound. Quickly down. Fawns right baseline. Gets fouled by Custard. Custard looks like and holds up his hand. But as he's holding up his hands, he's really saying, official, what did I do? Fawns is going to shoot, too.
But you can see that, you know, Custer's been on Fawns a few times defensively. It was a defense assignment. If that's what you're going to take your best player in guard, you know, in my estimation, what should be one of the hardest players to guard in this region, I'm going to take advantage of it.
For Montgomery County. End of the game. And seeing him about as early as you will see coming in as he makes another one. That's Austin Hatton who's in there. So Fawns has 11 points, and we are tied again. He missed that shot. Are they going to put it on the board?
I don't think they put it on the board yet because it rolled in, I thought, too.
It's 20-20, but not on the board. Down the inside, shot put up, no good. Rebound, Clutie battles for it. Comes up with it. Off that miss by Smiley. Hatton coming down on the dribble. He's being guarded now by LaRue, who's back in the game. Hatton will get under a five-second count. He got fouled. No call. That pushed right out midcourt. Here is Gentry. Right side. hooks the pass down to Fawns on the right baseline. Fawns makes a move, spins and weaves, forces a pass over to Rowlett, back out to Hatton. Hatton will back away on the dribble. We got 4:35 to go in the first half. We're tied at 20 apiece. Fawns, left wing with it. Hands it off to Rowlett, and now Clutie, and now Gentry, and now down to Fawns, and we got
a foul on Hatton, and the movement pick.
Hatton ended up on the deck. What did he do to?
He didn't get set, and then he got hit. The collision happened, but he hadn't gotten set, and that's, you know, the size differential there.
So Custer drives in. He elbows Fawns, goes up, missed it. Fawns gets to block his shot. Harrison County gets the ball back. Now they go back and driving for the layup and putting it up and in is Wilson for his second field goal. Harrison back in front, 22-20. 4:05 left here. Haddon's going to bring the ball down. Crosses the timeline against LaRue. Sends it over to Gentry, and they finally call. And at that, you know what? Smiley went to the official and said, he's grabbing my shirt.
Call that gamesmanship.
He's trying to. Smiley gets his second foul. He goes to the bench right now. Pass comes into Fawns. Hands it back to Gentry. Drives left. Goes to Hatton. His three out of the left corner is good.
Oh, look at it. What a way to come in and provide a little offense.
Back the other way, driving, missing the driving layup was Harris. Rebounded by Rowlett. Indians down. Shot put up no good by Fawns. And the rebound is gathered in by Grubb. Harrison back the other way. LaRue driving in there, going for the basket, flipping it up, and it rolled off. Gentry gets the rebound off that miss that was by Lewis. Here's Gentry driving in. He'll go all the way in with the left hand and miss the driving layup. On the left side, Lewis with the rebound. Dawson's struggling to get the ball in the basket right now. Custard stops and goes, and a 15-foot jumper is no good. And the rebound is put up no good, but a foul on Rowlett. That'll be his second, and we'll send Grubb to the free throw line.
You're starting to see the swell of confidence in these thoroughbreds right now, Dan, for Harrison County. They feel like they've got a chance right now to take control of this ball game.
Kenny is lead 23-22. Shot is up and good by Grubb. His first point.
Tyson Jarvis on the bench right now. You don't have Brecken Decker available this evening. Ethan Dunn's on the bench right now. It's a critical time right now for Montgomery County.
Free throw is no good. Fawns has another rebound. We are tied at 23. Fawns threw it underneath Gentry threw it underneath the rally, but it was late and threw it away. Now Fawns gets a foul in backcourt. His first.
Yeah, coach,
and Jason, Bryce Campbell's going to come in.
Yeah, you got Jason Mays just thinking, where am I going to get offense from? I mean, that's the question he's asking right now to himself, to his team, to anybody that will listen right now.
No, he's sending messages.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely sending
messages. Yeah, that's what he's sending.
But, you know, it's at the same token.
You've got Rowlett and Campbell and Willoughby and Hatton in the lineup. Free throw by Custard is good. Did you ever think you would see this lineup in the game?
Not in a. It's early in the game where, you know, you're right there in it. But, again, it's.
Custard makes a pair of free throws. Harrison eases ahead, 25-23. Hatton will bring it down. He's guarded out front by Harris. Hatton goes to Fawns, right side. Fawns drives in. Got the ball knocked away and turned it over. Custard coming down, going for the basket, and laying it up and in. We get a foul on Rowlett. The basket is good by Lewis. They have a chance at a three-point play, and now Rowlett has his third foul.
And right now, you know, if you're Harrison County, and you can tell right there, they weren't honoring anybody else. Once that ball went to LaFont, they shaded to him to prevent him from scoring.
Free throw no good. Rowlett with the rebound. 27-23. Hatton looking. Goes to Fawns. Willoughby, ball fake. Drives into the lane. Scoops his shot up there, and it rolls in for him. Boy, Willoughby, he's creative in there. And he is back within two at 27-25. Big basket. Clutie's ready to come back in. 2:15 to go in the half. And here's a three that is no good off the right side, but the rebound is put back up and in by Harris off that miss by Lewis. Four-point game, 29-25. Under two to play now, first half. Hatton. High screen from Fawns, couldn't use it, ball knocked away, but Campbell gets it. Price heads back out front. Price dribbles right across the key. He's looking. Hands to Fawns. Fawns got fouled again. Fawns goes for the basket. Dumps it to Rowlett at the left corner. Missed the three. Rebound comes out to Lewis. And he has really needed that basket right there. Down the lane, Custard goes and lays it up and in. And it's 31-25. The Indians, you know, they can get out of this game right now in the next 90 seconds, Ivan.
Oh, yeah.
Very easily. And Harrison County, they sense it. Here's Fawns. Stands out, looks, gets his screen from Willoughby. Makes a move, spins, weaves, goes up in the lane, left the shot short. Custard with the rebound. Indians struggling, and Custard goes down, puts it up, no good. Fawns fouled him. His second, Custard's going to shoot two. And the lead can go to 8 points right here. And again, it's going to be tough for the Tribe to come from behind on this team if they, you know, this is a team that handles the ball really well. And Custard's having a big first half. He's into the flow, but the free throw is no good. He'll have another one coming.
Coach Jason Mays is trying these next 64 seconds to figure out how he can get to the locker room, not being down double digits, and then, you know, kind of let some of these starters kind of stew in.
16 for Custer. He missed that one, and Price Campbell comes away with a rebound. So the lead stays at six, and we got a minute to go. Here is Hatton driving through, sends it right side. Willoughby open for a three, but he left it short. Rebound, Hatton saves it in, but he does so to Lewis, and going down and going up Custer, and they're going to count the basket. Fawns on a goaltend. And there's the eight-point lead, 33-25. And now Custer's going to come out. LaRue is back into the game.
Wouldn't be surprised if Harris County didn't try to jump the dribble here.
Yeah, here's Hatton. Gets it across the timeline. High screen from Fawns. Hatton goes in. Goes to Willoughby. Willoughby drives into the lane. A little ball fake. Got it knocked loose. Picks it up. Puts it in.
Had to stay with it.
33-27 back the other way. There's Willoughby down in the lane. The ball is loose, and Fawns gets it. Indians on a turnover with 18 seconds to go.
Huge turn. That's right there.
Yeah, that's. Here is a double team on Fawns. He dribbles away from it and threw it away. Coming down, going off, and laying it up and in with the left hand is Lewis. 2 seconds to go. That'll bring us to halftime in an 8-point lead. So Indians had some opportunities there, but they were really coming after Fawns with the lineup the Indians had in the game there late in the first half. The Breds are up by 8, 35-27 as we come to the halftime break. We'll be back with halftime scoring and stats after we step out 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling. Thank you.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
By eight here at halftime. I don't know how they're down just eight, to be honest with you. The Indians have shot the ball poorly. They've had a little foul trouble. They had Decker not playing, and then three starters sitting on the bench much of that second quarter. And Harrison County, the Brits have made 16 of 30 from the field. They missed free throws. They only made 4 of 10 there. But Indians, they've won the battle on the boards. Free throws are reasonably low, particularly when you've got the young players in there, the tribe has had in there, right?
Yeah.
But, and you hate what happened there at the end because it was a six-point game and might have gone to 4-3, and instead we go back to 8.
Yeah, Harrison County hasn't been able to get, I think, the type of pace they would like. They'd like for this to be a little bit more up-tempo to let those guards get out and run a little bit. But, you know, you look at this 8-point deficit for Montgomery County, yeah, they're very fortunate. But on the flip side of that, Montgomery County probably should be up. If they do what they should do, in my opinion, where they have the advantage, these players just don't understand it. You know, we talked about it in games where they didn't maybe have a decided advantage in one particular area. But your focus had to be tonight, especially early on when you had Tyce Jarvis and Luke Fons out on the floor at the same time. You had that length and ability with two guys to finish around the basket. That needs to be where you operate from. We saw early in that first period, ball go in, kicked out, and got an open three. But then we didn't see it anymore. And everything was dribbling out on the perimeter. Well, against this Harrison County team, that ain't where you want to be at, because they can guard you out there.
I'm going to agree with you, but I also will remind you that Tyce Jarvis missed three.
He did.
Shots
he did.
Right under the basket.
And you know why that
to begin
is?
That game. And
because they haven't been taking those shots a lot in other ball games. I mean, it is a byproduct of who they have been DNA-wise. You know, there have been games where they shot the ball really well, got out to early leads, and then we look up at the end of the game and it's a one or two possession ball game because those shots are going to leave you. And, you know, a guy like Caden Custer, we talk about, he doesn't shoot very many threes, but he's going to be at the end because he's getting all his shots right near the basket. He's going to have those legs at the end of the game. I think that's how you got to look at this.
The scoring for Harrison County, Custer was 16 points. He has put up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 field goal attempts. He's made 7 of them, though, and he's hit 3 of 6 from the line. So he's gotten opportunities, and he is he's the leading scorer by far in this first half. And then Elijah Harris, 8 points for him, 4 of 7 from the field. He missed his only free throw. 4 for Garrett Wilson, 2 of 3 off the bench, 4 for Deshaun Lewis on 2 of 4 from the field. And he also had 5 rebounds coming in off the bench. Or rather, I'm sorry, he was in the starting lineup, Lewis. Then you had 1 point for Braxton Gross and Mason Smiley, Justin Craycraft. They played but didn't score. Indians, while Harrison County has used 7 players, the Indians have used 9 in the first half. And that's with Decker not available. 11 points for Luke Fawns. He had 3 threes in the first quarter. Hit a pair of free throws in the second quarter, but those are the only 2 free throws the Indians have had in this game so far. After his 11, 4 points for Dawson Gentry, who just really, he does not look real confident shooting the ball right now, I don't think. But again, he got the hot hand in the second half of the last couple of games after not shooting the ball well in the first half. He has four, and he's 0-for-3 from the three-point line, and 2-for-6 overall. 4 points for Matt Willoughby, who came in and made a couple of buckets for the Tribe. Just has a way of scoring. Ethan Dunn, 1-of-5 from the field, and that was a three-pointer. And then you had Austin Haddon, who came in and hit a three-pointer. And that was a big one because that was in the second quarter when the Indians scored only 9 points, and he had three of them. And then you had 2 points for Tyce Jarvis, who went out early with two fouls, and again was only 1-of-4 from the field, missing three shots right down underneath the basket there in the early going. Bryce Campbell played, and Isaiah Rowlett was in the game, and Dane Clutie played well, but again, no points for those guys in the first half. We'll be back. Look at the other stats, get the second half underway. Let's step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-to-6 weekdays and 9-to-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Indians made just 9 of 29 from the field in that first half. They were 5 of 15 from the three-point line. So they actually shoot a little bit better from the three-point line, but only 33%. And again, only two free throws. Made them both. Harrison County, 16 of 30 from the field. They made 1 of 2 threes. 4 of 10 from the line. Montgomery County with a 22-17 rebound advantage. Turnover 7 on the Tribe and 4 on Harrison County. And, well, you got, you just have to find some way to keep Custer from getting 40 points in this game. I mean, if you hold him under 30, the Indians have a chance to win, I think.
That sounds logical. You know, you talk about him getting that 15 shot there in the first half. That's the problem. You know, Montgomery County, when they take some of these ill-advised shots, they're not always poor shots, but ill-advised shots sometimes. You allow a team like this, as you've seen, when Custer gets the ball or when Harris gets the ball, they're sprinting straight towards the basket. They're going to try to maximize every possible opportunity they get, and that's by trying to just beat you to the basket once the ball's in their possession.
Indians have the ball to begin the second half, and Tyce Jarvis, now Dunn's going to come and inbound it. Dunn looking, and here's Fawns coming out to get it near the timeline. Fawns, one dribble, gives over to Clutie on the right wing. And now Gentry and now Dunn. Dunn is being guarded by Smiley. Smiley's a little guy, but very quick. Dunn floats it to Gentry. Gentry down the lane. Never had a hand knot off on him, and he missed a shot. And the rebound is taken by Lewis. Harrison down. There's Custer, who puts up an air ball. Rebound is saved in, and Dunn comes up with it for Montgomery County. And there is Jarvis for a three out of the right wing. That's no good. Custer had the rebound, lost it out of bounds. Indians will play it.
Let's see what Montgomery County runs here now, Dan, underneath their own basket.
Here is the entry pass to Dunn. Dunn drives into the lane, back to Clutie. And now Dunn will take it again. Dunn will set the offense. Indians need points here to start this second half. Down by eight. Clutie, top of the key, over to Gentry. Gentry goes down to Fawns. Turns right side, puts it up, no good. Jarvis tips it up.
There you go. There you go. You get the ball down inside, and then now the defense has got all eyes on Fawns, and then that allowed Tice to come and clean it up.
35-29. Indians are man-to-man defensively. Here is Harris. Hands it at long range out there to Grubb, and now there's almost a steal. Fawns going for it against Custer. The ball, I'm not sure they didn't lose it off the... I think that was off of Custer's knee, and it was right where Coach Mays could see it, too. And the officials were just not where they could get a good look at that one. And Coach Mays is, I think, just asking the official, hey, ask your cohorts here. Pass comes in to Grubb against Jarvis. Powers his way in, turns, weaves, bobs, puts it up no good, and a foul on Jarvis, and that'll be his third. Wow. In other words, really what you're saying there, is the official, is, you know, there's going to be contact, and I'm going to call a foul. But I'm not going to call a foul most of the other times when there's contact. It's got to be really big. Here is Harris down in the lane, goes up and puts it in, and a foul on Dunn. And that's Dunn's first, and a three-point play opportunity by Harris. What we say, folks, so many times is, the aggressive team gets the calls.
Yeah.
And Harrison County is getting those calls right now. Harrison, double figures with 10, makes the free throw. He's got 11. And the lead is 9, the biggest of the game. 38-29 for Harrison County. 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Jarvis. Jarvis driving on Harris. Goes in. Sends it back to Clutie. Over to Dunn. Dunn working around. Now gives out to Jarvis. Clutie right side. Clutie will give it back out to Jarvis. Now Fawns will rotate high, gives Jarvis a screen. Now they go down into Fawns, a little high-low. Fawns powers it in, puts it up no good. Fawns high for the rebound, puts it up no good, puts it back up and in.
Yeah, excellent effort there. Great job off of the pick-and-roll action to get that ball to Fawns right near the basket.
He's got 13, and he is within 7. Oh, there's a palming call on Harris, who wants to argue with the official over that when he mishandled the ball.
He knew he did, but he was trying to
He knew he did, but he tried to act like he did. He's coming out of the lineup. LaRue is back in now.
Coach Terrence Book doesn't even acknowledge what Harris has said. I saw the same thing the official saw.
I saw the same thing the official saw. Here's Jarvis driving down in. Clutie going to fire a three this time. Good. Dane Clutie. His first points of the game, and the Indians are within 4 at 38-34. But again, there's Jarvis taking it inside, Clutie wide open. They didn't honor him. Here on the left side over there is Lewis, is Sean Lewis, driving the left baseline. Custer got open late, and he got away from Fawns that time. And we had a timeout taken by Harrison County. 18 now for Custer in the game. The Harrison County lead is 6, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Is down by 6. A long way to go in this one. We've got girls action coming up next. Lady Indians in Franklin County, a team that handled Montgomery County by, I think, 19 points early down at the Lady of the South. So here's Jarvis bringing it down across the timeline. Drives in, goes all the way in, lays it up. He missed it. The tip is no good, but the rebound comes out. and Clooney gets it. Indians still have it. Now Jarvis loses on the dribble. A turnover. Coming down. Custard sends it right side. Lewis for a three is no good, and Fawns is up high on the glass to get it. Indians have it back. Fawns dribbles down. They double him. In the corner, he goes to Jarvis. Goes for the basket, lays it up and in, draws the foul.
Great job.
Lewis.
Right there. Fawns got the ball up the floor so fast, and then the double team came to him, and he found Tyce Jarvis there for an easy lay-in opportunity. That's what you got to do. You got to beat them at their own game.
40-36. Jarvis, free throw opportunity, and he missed it. And the rebound is claimed by Grubb. So it's 40-36. Harrison Canada leading the ball. Smiley, right side all Custard, turned away from Fawns and laid it in.
Yeah, Luke got caught trailing Custard right there. Couldn't make up that space.
Went for the steal. 42-36. Custard's got 20 of his team's 42. Jarvis out front against Lewis. Goes behind a screen. Now gives to Gentry. He drives. Sends it out to Fawns. An open three left side. Good.
Beating the paint. And that's what helps this Montgomery County team.
42-39. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Indians defensively have gone, they're to a zone. They're in that 2-3. Here's Custard. You know, you just change your defense a little bit. They can go back to the man. But here's Harrison County trying to figure out, okay, what are we doing now? Here is Lewis, LaRue, down low, Grubb on the baseline. The ball's knocked away. Indians can't get it, though. Grubb back outside to Lewis. Bounces over the left side, driving in. A little dish off in there, and the Indians had it, but couldn't hold on to the ball. Out of bounds, back to Harrison County. Kind of handed it off in there. Now, the Reds are going to get two players into the game. Craycraft is coming in along with Wilson. And Craycraft, again, he's 6'6". He's a big load in there. He's probably 6'7", and he probably weighs about 250. And they almost, Clooney almost had a steal. Stay on the floor. We get a jump ball. Great hustle by Clooney. Possession arrow will stay with Harrison County, but in essence, a turnover on the Breads.
That was excellent awareness by Clooney, you know, realizing how close he was. He was on the blind side right there of Craycraft.
Harris down in the corner, but they don't get it to him, and then they throw it off the terrible pass by Wilson trying to get the ball to Craycraft. He threw it right down on his ankles, and it goes out of bounds, and Indians get the ball back, and the Tribe could tie this thing up with a three-point shot. Harrison's going to apply a little early pressure, it looks like. Fawns waiting down there to inbound to bring it the length of the floor, and Dunn comes to get it. They come to Clooney, right back to Dunn, and now Dunn works it across the timeline. Dunn driving in, sends it over to Gentry. Gentry drives on Wilson. Left corner, Clooney says, let me try another three. This one's no good. And Jarvis went in for the rebound, couldn't get it. It'll be Harrison County's ball. And you can see right there, Clooney, he hesitated just a moment. You can't do it. Inside, Custard feeds it off and laying it up and in is Craycraft, an easy two, all created by Custard having the ball. 5-point game, 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Jarvis drives in, gives to Gentry. He moves toward the lane. Back to Jarvis, goes for the basket, then he got fouled by Craycraft and will shoot two. Harrison County has only 5 fouls in this game. And that's second of this second half. Make that 6 fouls, I'm sorry. So Jarvis at the line. He is 0 for 1 from the free throw stripe. He can make free throws here. Puts it up and in. Got his 7th point. 4 rebounds for Tyce. 2:53 to play, third quarter. And Jarvis makes another one. The Indians are back within 3. 44-41. Harris is going to very slowly bring it down. Now the Indians are going 1-3-1. Clooney out of the point. Fawns in the middle, Dunn on the back line. Almost threw it away there. Harris with it in long range. Tries to drive in, feeds on the baseline to Custer. Feeds it off and putting it up Craycraft, no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up and he missed it again. And Jarvis has the rebound. So Craycraft missing a couple. Jarvis left corner. Fawns outside for a three. No good. Rebound taken by Custard. And here we go. Custard's going to run all the way down. But cut off by Dunn. Forced him back outside. Custard keeps the dribble. Finally gives it up inside to Wilson. Beautiful feed. Wilson lays it in. Custard's made a couple of really nice assists. And the Indians missed opportunity there. And they're down by five again at the two-minute mark of this third quarter.
Well, he adjusted on it because he was wanting to get it to Craycraft. And then last second got it off to Wilson.
Here's Jarvis going up from about 15 feet. And it rolls in for him. Nice Jarvis. 8 points in this half, 10 in the game. Custer down up in the lane from about 12 feet, missed a shot. Jarvis comes away with a rebound. Sends it down the right side. Gentry, Fawns, top of the key, a quick three, good.
Boy, he got rid of that quick. Luke.
Fawns with 19 in the game now, 8 in this third quarter, and the Indians have tied the game at 46. Minute 20 to play here. Wilson, long range, gives to Custard against the 1-3-1 zone. Now they bring Craycraft to a high post. Over it goes to Harris. He's got an open three in and out. And Jarvis up high to claim the rebound off that miss by Harris. Indians look for the lead. Jarvis down, goes for the basket. Right side, fall away, 12-footer is short. And the rebound by Craycraft. And again, kind of got caught in there where nobody was over there to help him. And Harris goes for the basket at the other end and flips in a late footer. Harrison back to the lead. Indians have missed some golden opportunities. A three by Gentry is no good. Battling for the rebound is Clutie, and Clutie's going to be called for the foul, but a great hustle. Clutie gets his first foul. Team foul number three. Only 39 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Indians are now in a 2-3 zone, and with this lineup in there, Fawns in the middle. The two front guys are Dunn and Clutie. Right side, over here is Smiley with the ball. Left side, Custard goes down in. They dump it down inside. The ball is knocked away. And Grubb goes into the left corner with the ball and now hands it to Wilson, who buries an 18-footer. Wilson's played well off the bench. He's got 8 points. And it's a four-point game, 50-46. Indians have the possession arrow. 6 seconds to go. There is a foul, and he makes the shot. And the official that stood out here and just let him get fouled three times and didn't call it. And, hey, give Jarvis credit. He took punishment that time and took the contact, the freshman did, and put the ball in the basket. Now he can cut the lead to one with 3.8 to go. The shot is up, and it's no good. And the rebound is tipped. Fawns gets it, goes back up. He got fouled. No call. Dunn, his shot is going to be late. Boy, how do you not call a foul on Fawns? Maybe in a tie game at the end of the game, but Indians got a tough break there. They're down by two, 50-48. And we'll be back. Fourth quarter action coming up in just a minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
As we're back here getting ready for the last 8 minutes of regulation here in Montgomery County, trailing the Thoroughbred in Harrison County by 2 points, and Montgomery County able to trim away that halftime deficit to get into this two-point game. But as they start this final period with the ball, and they're going to have to figure out how could they get consistent trips up the floor against this Harrison County defense.
Indians look to tie the game, and Jarvis dribbled it away. He took it behind the back against the defender. Harris comes down, and how is that a foul, Ivan? Explain that to me.
Well, yeah.
You hear all the time people say, what could the defender have done? He stopped, he went straight up, and Jarvis gets his fourth foul. It's going to take him out of the game, and you get a free throw by Harris.
I was more in the mind of Coach Jason Mays over there because, again, they missed opportunity right at the beginning of a period. It's happened all three times tonight.
52-48 as Harris makes a pair of free throws. He's got 15 points tonight. Here's Jarvis dribbling down, and again, the hands never leave him. Here's a handoff to Gentry. Gentry hands off to Dunn. Dunn. Oh, goodness. Custer just ran over top of Long.
He was playing his other sport. Yeah. He was All-State football player.
It's only his second foul, and the first here in the fourth quarter. 7:32 to go.
It's almost like he gladly accepted that foul.
Here's Fawns off to Dunn, goes for the basket, goes up and lays it up, and it rolled off. I don't know how. Wow. Tough break for the Tribe. Custer with the rebound, and going down, Custer goes and lays it up and in just like that. Harrison County is back to a 6-point lead at 54-48. Jarvis drives, cut off. Sends it out to Gentry. Gentry driving and sends it in the left corner to Clutie. Now Gentry left corner for three. Good.
Got rid of it.
First points of the second half. 54-51. Indians are going to press. Three-quarter court. It's a zone press. And here's Custard. Custard crossed the timeline. Smiley gives it back out. Clutie went for the steal. Didn't get it. Clutie down the lane. Nobody takes the charge, and he puts it in. 24. And now we got a 56-51 game, and the Indians take a timeout with 6:40 left to play. Harrison County up by five, and we'll be back in just 30 seconds.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
I mean, I just raised a good question to you because yes. For the fans listening at home, I just ask you, if I'm one of our players and I say to an official, is it okay if the defender puts his hand on me? What is the official going to say?
And here's what you're going to say. Here's what they always say. Well, I can't see everything. If I see it, I'll call it. Then, the other thing you got to look at, too, because teams that play this way, they're used to it. And because Montgomery County doesn't play this way and they're not used to it, again, it's positioning of their feet more than anything. When they're engaging these players, they're even with it. When Montgomery County does it, a lot of times they're a little bit behind them. And that's one of the things that Coach made.
Montgomery County doesn't do it. We don't put our hands on anybody ever, I don't think.
Only one
on feet. Fawns gets a double chest bump from Custard, and he lost the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, that's been one of the main challenges for Coach Mays, and you hear him talk about it all the time, about getting these guys to be able to play good, tough man-to-man defense. That's what he's been trying to get them to do all season long.
Harrison came with the ball after the turnover. 6:20 to go, and they're up by five. Harris right side against Gentry. He powers his way in, and to count the basket, and Gentry gets called for the foul. And all the offensive, all of the contact there was initiated by the offense, but Gentry never able to get his feet set.
Yeah.
And so a three-point play opportunity, it's a seven-point game.
And that's what you call a foot foul, because he could never get even with Harris, and Harris realized that and accepted the contact.
Here's a free throw by Harris, and it rolls in. Harris is having a terrific game. And that makes it 59-51. Nine's been their biggest lead. Jarvis, right side, hands off to Dunn. Here's Dunn dribbling in long range. Rally's ready to check back in. Over goes to Jarvis. Fawn's posting up. They get it to him. Back out Clutie. Clutie didn't take the three-point shot right there. And now the Indians start on offense again. Five, plenty of time to go. The Indians don't need to rush, but here driving in. Back to Clutie. Now driving for the basket is Dunn, and he got trapped under there, and he missed the shot. And the rebound by Custer, and quickly down. And off it goes from to Harris, who lays it up and in. And the Indians are down by 10. And we got a hornball there, but they're saying keep on playing. So.
Yes, accident butt hit on the score there.
10-point lead, biggest of the game for Harrison County with 5 minutes to go. Vaughn spins away from Custer, goes up from 10 feet, knocks down the shot.
I like the way Luke stayed under control right there.
Inside, Harris gets down low, and he puts it up and in. And Harris has taken control of this game. 9 points in 3 minutes of this last quarter. He's got 22 in the game. And Custer's got 24. And the Indians are down by 10. Jarvis out on the three-point line. He's looking. Fawns was open in there for a minute. There's a pass to Aaron.
Boy, they missed. Yeah, he
threw it behind Clutie.
But he missed the opportunity to Luke. Again, that's one of those ones you got to trust that Luke's going to go up and make that catch. You got to throw it high because he had a shorter guy on him, and that's what Coach Mays saw, and he was like, you got to trust that. Go ahead and throw it.
Clutie and Dunn are out of the game right now. Harris is in there and going down inside there, a little wraparound pass, and Smiley fires a three. That's no good, the rebound. Smiley gets it, going back up on the left baseline, putting it in is Lewis.
And Jarvis couldn't defend it because he's got those four fouls.
65-53. This is where the Indians, it just doesn't happen down the stretch for the Tribe. It's been the struggle. Patton, he got away with a walk, kind of shuffled those feet. Now Jarvis goes down the lane, goes all the way and lays it up and in. Went right through the defense that time. Tyce Jarvis, but 65-55. Custer down now. 15-foot jumper by Custer is no good. But the rebound is gathered by Grubb. He lost it. Fawns with the rebound. Down and off to Gentry, who lays it up and in and gets fouled by Wilson. And so Gentry a chance at a three-point play. And the Indians get a chance to get to close this gap and get back within seven right here. Harris is going to come right back in for Wilson.
You saw that poor miss by Custard there, and Grubb unable to put it back in, but then it allowed Montgomery County to get out and get this quick hitting opportunity.
Gentry, free throw is no good. Custard with a rebound. 8-point game. Harrison the lead and the ball. Custer down near the timeline. Jarvis is guarding him right now. Here is Lewis. Lewis is going to drive in on the right side. Sends a pass into the corner. Rallet falls down. A three is good by Smiley. Well, that's a dagger right there.
Yeah.
11-point game with 3:15 to go. And Indians are beginning to run out of time. They're going to get a timeout taken right here. 3:14 left to play in the game. Montgomery County down 68-57, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhead invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Montgomery County and Franklin County in girls action up next right here from the arena. We got a pretty nice crowd on here. I mean, they're really spread out, though.
Yeah. It is a nice crowd. And the Blue Crew tonight, I think their theme is the Mike Hansen night. I see some of them in their scrubs. Great tribute.
Here's Jarvis going to go all the way down. Stops, falls away from about 12 feet, missed the shot. The rebound picked up by Grubb. He got a pretty good shot there. Just didn't go down for him. Here is Smiley. And now the Indians are... Oh, we got whistle away from the ball, and Dunn is back into the game, and Dunn gets called for the foul.
Called for the hold dinner on Grubb. Grubb was trying to get position on the inside during that low block.
Harrison inbounding. They finally throw it late to Custer down and close to the basket. That's an offensive foul right there, Ivan. He lowered his head. He went into Fawns to create distance, then backed up to get the shot. That's an offensive foul any way you want to look at it. But Fawns gets the foul call. The basket is good by Custard, and now he's going to get a three-point play opportunity. And, folks, we got a really what is really considered to be a terrific officiating crew right here. The Indians have gotten no favors tonight. Jarvis down inside, spins, misses a shot close to the basket again. Coming back down is Custard with it. There's Smiley driving in, hands it off to Grubb, lays it up and missed it. Gets his rebound, missed it. Oh, it rolled in that time.
Had enough spin on it, it found its way to the center.
Indians are down by 16 in a game where, this should have gone down to the wire, Ivan.
Yeah, you know, Montgomery County, they do miss their senior and Breck and Decker tonight, but boy, they haven't been engaged or just didn't have a lot of spunk and spirit in this game. The most spirit we saw in this game was when all the subs and Luke Fons was out on the floor together.
Here's Fons taking the inbounds, hands to Jarvis. Tice driving, spins, weaves, goes up inside and missed his shot, but he got a foul. Harris gets the foul, his second. Harrison County has nobody with more than two fouls. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They've had 9 fouls in this game. Jarvis is going to shoot free throws. And Tice misses it.
Does anybody play with any more energy and spirit than Harris for Harrison County? I mean, he's constantly going at it, giving up some size.
Jarvis makes the second free throw, but 73-58, 2:05 to go. Here's Custer falling down. He might have been tripped. Indians back the other way, and Jarvis goes up and missed the shot. And here is Smiley, a long pass down, and going up is Custer. He puts it up and in.
And Jarvis, okay, I think he's going to be okay. He went down on a slick spot there. Yeah, he went down pretty hard. I was glad he didn't come up injured.
Well, the Indians just, they have, this has not been a very good offensive game.
Here comes Fernando Duran, senior, one of the three seniors on this team.
Fernando comes in. Is he 5 feet, Ivan?
I didn't get to ask him that.
I think they list him at 5'2", but I mean,
And his sister's over. She's got her phone out. She's going to video this.
Here is Jarvis down, going to go for the bucket, sends it back out to Dunn. And, now, you know, why did you call that from out on the floor right there, Ivan? Do you think that official might say, well, I probably haven't called much. I might want to give Montgomery County a call right here. I don't even know who that was on, but here's Willoughby coming in for Fawns. Here is entry pass, entry to Dunn, and he got fouled. Wow, the fouls are really coming now. And Dunn's going to go to the line.
But we'll see my guy, Fernando, get a chance to get himself in the books here tonight.
And Fernando, Ethan Dunn, nails the free throw. Only his fourth point tonight, but he's sent quite a bit. Dunn makes a pair. 75-60. The story of this game, though, really, there's ball lost by Custard, and Dunn comes all the way down and lays it up, and he missed it. And Jarvis cleans it up and gets fouled. Foul's going to be on Smiley.
Well, when he took off on that fast break, you had Fernando on one wing. I think all the students wanted to give up, but Dunn got going so fast, he passed up Fernando.
Free throw no good, but Willoughby.
Oh, here we go.
Grabs a rebound. Fernando for three, and it bounces off. Oh. It went high up in the air, and you thought it was going to fall in. And Custard gets the rebound. 75-62, and there's a pass out. Smiley for three. It's good. Smiley has a pair of threes here late. He couldn't score earlier, but 1 minute to go. 78-62. All Harrison County. And when you go back and evaluate this game, the Indian defense has just not been good enough to have a chance to win. Gentry, a three, that's good. 78-65. Custard down. They double him, and he gives up to Smiley. And only 35 seconds to go. A foul would put Harrison County on the line. Here's Smiley driving in, goes off, and feeds it to Lewis, who lays it in. Just too easy. 80-65. Here's Dunn. Down across the timeline. Duran.
Take it.
They want Duran to shoot the ball, and he does. Fires up a three, and it's off the line. Gentry back to Duran. They let him shoot a three again, and it doesn't go.
The pressure was on that third one. I felt bad for my guy.
So the Indians get beat 80-65 tonight. Tribe goes to 10-17, and Harrison County now at 12-13 on the season. And we'll be back to recap it. We got girls action coming up. Montgomery County and Franklin County, and that'll be along the way very soon. But we'll be back and wrap this one up coming up in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
Here at the MCHS Arena, and I mean, the Indians they didn't shoot the ball very well tonight. The defense was pretty porous, and you give up 80 points in high school basketball, the odds of winning are not good.
Not good at all. And you hear Coach Jason Mays in these last couple of weeks, he's talking about how we're trying to build momentum and trying to have some positive things happen, and you have, a couple of games where you felt like they were building that momentum, and then they slide back down the hillside. And, tonight was one of those nights where I think coming into the game, you had a good opportunity against a quality 10th region opponent, a team that you might see should you get an opportunity to advance to the regional tournament. And, you were without one of your key players in Breckin Decker tonight, but that wasn't an excuse early on because I didn't see the energy out of this team. And then again, we continue to talk about this, but when your preference is to shoot the three-point shot first, or seems like you're going to take that if you have to, getting your offense for more than 25 seconds, that's the shot we're going to take. They've got to get away from that. You've got a guy in Luke Fons that is talented when you look at his physical makeup, you look at his skill set. You got another guy in Tyce Jarvis, albeit he's young, but he has a skill set and an ability about him to be able to get shots anywhere out on the floor. And when, as a teammate, you can't look to that first to create those opportunities. You got a guy in Dawson Gentry who I think is fabulous, going down the lane and creating opportunities for himself. When you don't lean on those things that are really going to benefit you every night, instead of going for those things that are going to be sometimes, it's kind of like, in baseball, you're a big baseball guy, Dan, and, that guy that gets to the batter's box and all he wants to do is hit home runs, Well, sometimes you got to just put the ball in play to get yourself on base or to move a runner. It ain't always about hitting the home run. Sometimes it's the long game, and this Montgomery County team has to get comfortable with going the long game sometimes.
Well, the senior cheerleader is going to be honored tonight, and there are nine of them, so this will take just a little bit of time. And let's go over the individual scoring. For Harrison County, Caden Custardy had 29 tonight, averages 23-3, and had 9 points, 9 of his 29 there in that last quarter of play. Elijah Harris, another senior, 22 points. They had 51 of their 80. They were the only two double figures. Garrett Wilson, a senior, with 8. Deshaun Lewis, a junior, had 8. 6 for senior Mason Smiley. 3 for Braxton Grubb. And 2 for Justin Craycraft. And, one of the things that you can say about the game tonight for Harrison County, 72 of the 80 points scored by seniors tonight. And, again, the Indians, they do not have that experience luxury. And we've talked about it all the time. I think these guys are being worked hard enough in practice, but down the stretch, Ivan, it's like kind of run out of gas a little bit somewhere along the way.
They run out of gas, and then again, just having, because they've played enough games now. And you heard Coach Mays talk about this the other week, about now they've graduated onto that next class now. But again, when you don't have a true point guard that's been in these situations that understands already, you saw Caden Custer, who's a scoring point guard. He came up and he knew where to get the ball and kind of how to back up and not force things at times. That's what you need, able to make those decisions at times when you need to be able to make those decisions. And we saw that time and time again out of the Custer, but we didn't see it out of every quarter break, with the first the three or the tip off and then the next two quarter breaks, what happened to Montgomery County? You had a missed layup and 2 turnovers right off the bat. That can't happen. And when you have a seasoned point guard or, a true point guard, those things don't typically happen. They understand what you're trying to do on that first possession out of a timeout situation or out of a break. They understand it. We missed 3 opportunities off the bat tonight that could have helped with momentum stealing and keep you close in the ballgame.
I do want to mention here that the Indians missed a lot of shots close to the basket tonight too, and they only shot the shooting percentages. Indians make 34%. Harrison County shot 59.8%. in the game. The Indians, they were inside the three-point line, they were 12 of 36 for 33%. At the three-point line, they're 10 of 27. But that's a lot of three-point shots.
And think about this, Dan, because I'm looking at my sheet here. When did Harrison County miss a lot of their easy shots in that first quarter? And then you go beyond that and you start looking. They started shooting better after that.
Yeah, they missed.
That first quarter, they missed, you know, Custer alone.
they only missed 24 shots in the game, and they missed 7 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And Custer missed 5 of those.
Yeah. And they thought, you know, because they continued to shoot good quality shots throughout the course of the game.
Again, Harrison County, 35 of 59, 3 of 6 on 3, so they didn't put up a bunch, but made 3. 8 of 15 from the line. The Indians were 7 of 12, and some of that came late. On the glass, the Indians win that board battle, 39-35. Turnovers, 11 on the Indians and 9 on Harrison County. So, again, this is a Montgomery County team that does not turn the ball over much. I mean, they're playing well. The defense is really suspect right now. And, you know, you just got to make shots when you get them, and you got to work a little bit harder to get a few better shots.
But as Coach Mays called
it, a double
shooting turnovers. Those are things that are not turnovers on the stat sheet, but when you take bad shots or poor shots and you're not being efficient, those are shooting turnovers. And so that's kind of under the water stat that you don't see, but coaches and players talk about a lot. You know, when you take a poor shot, that's a turnover. And, you know, that's what Montgomery County needs to realize. You know, it's all good and dandy when they're falling those shots, but when you take a poor shot and they get a great opportunity on the other end, that's a shooting turnover.
Well, how about all these cheerleaders out there and all these parents and everybody? We're going to get Coach Jason Mays into visit with us for just a minute before we move on to the second game. And Coach, what bothered you the most tonight?
That's like having chicken pox and saying which one itches the worst.
I like your tennis shoes, by the way.
Our execution coming out of timeouts, and our execution starting the game, coming out of timeouts, and out of quarter breaks.
Yeah.
So we never gave ourselves a chance from the get-go because we get 3 straight stops to start the game, 4 straight turnovers. So we never were able to capitalize on getting a kill, you know, three stops in a row. And, I mean, it's performance anxiety. You know, it's not how we practice. Now, granted, they're practicing against the blue team, which is not as good as Harrison County. But, I mean, it's like Jekyll and Hyde. You know, they get out here and they're scared. I mean, we got some kids, Dan, I think they got the yips. You know? The yips. You know, to use a golf term, the shanks. You know, we missed 10 layups tonight. Ethan Dunn missed 4. Tice missed 3, I think, maybe 4. Dawes missed 2. We had 10 missed layups. And some of them were like, welcome to basketball camp, second and third graders. We're going to teach you how to do a layup with no defense. I mean, that is 100% mental. I wanted to cry. We come out of that timeout and we have a turnover and a missed layup, and I wanted to cry over there. I wasn't even mad at him. I was just sad.
50-48 at the end of three quarters, Coach. For the last quarter, this team, you've talked a lot about finishing and trying to finish games. Is this a team because of? I'm looking for reasons.
They don't believe in themselves.
You think I'm looking for excuses? I'm looking for reasons. Youth sometimes gets mentally tired. I suspect that this team is mentally tired when you get to the fourth quarter. I know they're not physically tired, but they're mentally tired, maybe.
Well, you had another team in our opponent, Harrison County, that started 5 seniors. I mean, here, you want some good news? 10th region is going to be wide open next year because teams are graduating a ton of tough-minded, physical, experienced seniors. And so this year we're running into a lot of them, and we're not competing when it gets tough because we don't have the composure and the resiliency and the physicality that those guys do. We may have more talent than those guys do, but they've got, you know, they're almost grown men. Well, we're still baby. We're still fit. We got two 15-year-olds out there. Tonight I had a 14-year-old out there. You know, so.
Do you ever coach hands-on defense and tell your players, hey, reach out, put a hand on the player you're guarding? Do you ever coach that?
No, on our closeouts on the wing, we bump the top hip and get your hand quickly off. That allows you to, because we want to funnel everything to the short. I mean, I can't even believe I'm talking about this because we're not executing it, but we do the drill every day. We want to funnel every, we don't want any middle penetration from the wings. We want penetration from the top to go outside the elbows, okay? So when you close that on the wing, we bump the top hip with our top hand, and that sort of makes us have a mental reminder that, right, hey, I'm top hip, not giving middle penetration, I'm forcing him to the baseline. We teach that, but I mean, and you're handsy. These young kids we got, they're I mean, I can't use that for everybody. I mean, Luke's almost 18, you know, but you're handsy when you don't think you can guard somebody. You put hands, because those hands are like a extra safety blanket, or a, you know, they're like, okay, if I can feel you a little bit, I can maybe move you. Instead of believing in containing a first step with your lower body, having active feet, active hands, I hear, to receive the flexions.
And yet Harrison County had hands on your players all night long.
I mean, we're just, but like, in refereeing, Dan, it's easier to get a call when you're competing.
When you're aggressive, way we talk about that almost
every
game.
When you don't compete,
yeah,
you're not going to receive the benefit of the whistle. I know that. You know, we had a great crew tonight. I mean, I thought the illegal screen on Hatton was the worst call we've had all year. Okay? I mean, really? That was a ridiculous call. Ridiculous. I mean, it was, he executed precisely, and, you know, he did what he was supposed to do. You know, he goes off that back screen and he sets a back screen for Luke to post. It was perfect. We were going to score on it. He called him for one of the best athletes, strongest athletes in the 10th region, and one and a 14-year-old freshman, one of the smallest players in the 10th region, and he called him a little legal screen on it. I mean, it was ridiculous. But when you don't compete, they're not going to, I mean, referees know the game, at least the good ones do. And they know when a play is there. Okay, I'm going to give him that one. We got a good game right here. But, you know, if you, sometimes you foul by getting out of the way. I'm a sad coach, sad over here tonight. I mean, just our, I don't know. I'm at a loss of words. It just, they're such good kids. But, you know, I mean, obviously, if you're going to miss these shots, some of our players are missing some of the most basic plays that kids on our freshman team would make, then you got a mental problem. And, you know, so the first thing is, okay, can a coach take away confidence? Well, if a coach is taking away confidence, it's because he's holding you accountable and he's not allowing slippage. So either you are not confident regardless of how you're being held accountable, or, you know, something's going on internally with your heart and your soul and your mind. You know, I think a lot of our issues is mental. You know, like at halftime, my plea to the team was show me that there's not a curse inside these walls of this locker room. Like, why are we so timid? Why are you scared to fight? Why are you scared to compete? Why? You know, what is it? What's the curse? Where's the ghosts? What is it? And there is no answer. There is no curse. There is no ghost. We're learning how to compete. And it is a ugly process that has taken way longer and is way more frustrating than I thought, because I originally thought that Tyce Jarvis was going to be a really, really good freshman. He is, but he's got so far to go, way more than I realized this summer. Luke Fons is learning basketball. It's more than just catching and shooting 26-footers, okay? He's getting better. he had five turnovers at halftime tonight, but, you know, he's getting better, okay? And, you know, so I thought those two guys coming in were more game-ready than they were. And so it's not a fault of their own. It's just they're not there yet. They're not competitors yet. You know, Ethan's never played that position. And when it gets tight and when something doesn't go right and that he's always looking over at me, which tells me he doesn't have any confidence because he's waiting to see how I react, you know, we just got to work through all that stuff. Because let me tell you something. You ain't going to find three better, higher character kids than Ethan Dunn, Luke Fawns, and Ty Jarvis. They would give you their last penny. They would stop and help you change a tire in a pouring rain. They would lay their coat down to help an elderly woman cross the crosswalk. They just are good, raised right by good parents. But man, when it comes to, you know, tense moments in a ball game, they're right now we're still growing.
Finally, Coach, before I have to let you go, Reckendecker, what is his status?
Got a broken nose. He's not concussed, but he has concussion-like symptoms because of the fracture in his nose. It's on the left side of his nose near the inside of his eye. And so we had to get the swelling out. So UK, he was there Monday morning, and they want to see him again on Tuesday and see if he's got a deviated septum that will need surgery. But even if that report says, yes, he does, he's got a mask fitted to him. He's not allowed any contact until Friday. I guess technically he could play Saturday, but in my mind, I'm not going to play him until after Tuesday because he's had a rough year too, man. I mean, our fans know that he's been beat up just about every other game. And three ankle injuries, broken nose. He's had stitches three times. Like hospital visits three times. So, you know, he sort of needs a mental break too. So I'm giving these kids, I'm gonna roast them in the locker room six period tomorrow on film. That's not going to be fun. They know it. But then after that, I'm giving them the day off. They need a break from me. I need a break from them. We're going to go watch Paris Bourbon tomorrow night live. We'll come in here, get back at it Thursday, and we got a must-win game Friday. Trying to get some positive steps forward this last two games of the season.
Hey, Bill. Coach Jason Mace. Coach, thank you. And, hey, stay the course now. I know you are.
It's just, I've never been through anything like this in my life. So, when you haven't been through something, you don't know if you're doing it the right way. You know?
It looks okay from over here, if that means anything to you.
If you like losing.
Oh, I don't like losing, but, I mean, you know, sometimes you got to accept what's what. And hey, Coach, we'll talk
maybe
to you.
Maybe I'm just too hard on
him. We'll talk to you again on Friday night.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Coach Jason Mace. And let's head over right now. Ivan Rawls is standing by with head coach Dustin High. And we'll get the pregame comments from the Montgomery County head coach. Indians getting ready to take on Franklin County.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Montgomery County Lady Indians, Coach Dustin High. And, Coach, we're coming down the stretch now, and here's an opportunity to go against a very quality Franklin County team, a team you've already seen once earlier in this season, but a team that is going to be the quality and caliber team that you would expect should you advance in postseason.
Oh, it is, and they've got all the tools. I mean, they got really good guard play. They've got good size. They've got good depth. I mean, they're checking all the boxes, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how we match up with them tonight compared to what it looked like in December.
That matchup in December at the Lady of the South Invitational, this team beat you on the boards. Just plain and simple, when you look at that disparity and where they were able to get shots from, was a huge factor in that ball game.
It was, and it was a time of the year where, I mean, whatever lineup we put out there was a lineup that hadn't been together, and just we were really trying to put some pieces together at that point. And here we are. I think we've got seven or eight games in a row with consistent lineups, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we compete tonight.
How do you disrupt this team? How have you seen teams be able to disrupt this team at times to give yourself a little bit of an advantage?
You know, I think we're going to try to mix some defenses, just try to keep them off balance and take advantage of some transition opportunities if they're available.
We talked about that size. You've got a couple of players that are undersized but can fight anybody. But when you have size disparity like this, this is uncommon. How do you engage and be able to keep them from just kind of reaching over for some of those that maybe not are even over the back calls?
Well, I mean, we talked about it before we came out. You're not getting any whistles unless you're completely engaged. I mean, if there's space in between you and whoever's going after the rebound against you, if you allow there to be space, you're not getting a whistle. So you got to make a conscious effort to get contact and make sure that you're working for position. And you may get a call, you may not, but it at least gives us a better chance at grabbing the rebound.
Your team's been playing really well of late. What is impressing you the most right now with this team?
I just think we're getting more consistent. And just having some consistent lineups out there, we're getting more organized and we're executing better. And it's just one day at a time.
Going against that Joey Thacker, what's it like going against him? You was able to steal one on his home turf last year. What's it like when you're going against one of these veterans that he and himself got over 500 wins now?
Just two mountain boys. Coach Thacker does a great job, and Franklin County is in the conversation every year. And I'm just looking forward to our girls getting another opportunity.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Desmond High, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. Coming up on 12 and a half minutes here at the MCHS Arena. We've celebrated some of the seniors tonight, the senior cheerleaders earlier, after the boys match up with Harrison County. We'll take a 90-second timeout, and we return. There'll be more Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group isn't...
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.